The newly Democratic-led state Senate has set votes on Monday afternoon for bills to expand the times that New Yorkers can vote from just one Tuesday in November to several days leading up to Election Day. Freshman Senator Zelnor Myrie, who has been appointed chair of the Elections Committee, will spend his second full day in the Senate presiding over the legislation, which he says is long overdue.
Our state, we like to fancy ourselves as this progressive beacon, but the truth is that when it comes to voting and access to the ballot box, that we're really behind the rest of the country. So 37 other states have some form of early voting. What we're looking at doing here in New York is about 10 days before the election, so that encompasses about two weekends, and really give people the opportunity to vote when they can.
Senator Myrie says the estimated cost to open local polling places for more days is around $7 million, but he believes those costs can be offset by another measure. It would consolidate the state's separate federal and state primaries into one election. An additional bill would eventually allow voting by mail in New York, but it requires a change to absentee ballot laws set in the state's constitution. That process requires approval by two consecutively elected state legislatures and then a vote by the public on the next election day. If all of those steps are successful, the earliest election that mail-in voting would be permitted in New York is in 2021, after the next presidential election. Senator Myrie says Senate Democrats also plan to vote to end a loophole in the state's campaign finance laws. It permits businesses and individuals to set up limited liability companies to skirt donation limits.
Well, I ran, and I refused to take LLC money, and I was outspent by my opponent, who took advantage of the LLC loophole. But we won a pretty sound victory because voters are tired of that.
Democrats who lead the assembly plan to pass identical bills on Monday. The legislature's ambitious agenda includes a Tuesday vote on a measure to grant equal rights to transgender New Yorkers. And on January 22nd, both houses plan to enact the Reproductive Health Act. It codifies the abortion rights in the U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade into state law. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins spoke on the Senate floor on the first day of session.
We will pass the Reproductive Health Act. And comprehensive contraceptive care.
Governor Cuomo said in December that he backs many of the proposals and plans to include them in his state budget. The governor originally intended to release his spending plan at the end of January, but he's now moved up the date 2 weeks. He'll release it on Tuesday. Cuomo spoke to reporters on the first day of the session after Senate Leader Stewart-Cousins released the timetable for voting on the bills. The governor said he's not concerned, though, about the Democratic legislature running away with the agenda.
I'm not afraid of the Democrats going too far. I don't think they can go too far from my point of view.
The governor has traditionally been more fiscally conservative than some Democratic members of the legislature. They seek additional taxes on the wealthy and more spending on public schools. But Cuomo believes the newly elected senators from highly taxed suburban districts will hold the line on new taxes and spending. Senate Leader Stewart-Cousins has already said that she hopes to lower taxes on the middle class and turn a property tax cap from temporary to permanent. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.